Morning Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Don, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker? I'ma hit when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, man.
How you doing today, Motai?
I'm tired.
I am, too. We actually did a morning show in the morning for the first time.
Brad knows I don't function well before noon.
I didn't know that until today.
The last time we tried to do a morning show and it didn't go so well, we was like, never again.
Yeah. But we had a good show today. Peaches, you got to interview me. And Motai. You got to interview 2011, the band.
So, it's a great show for you, or was it a great show for me?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I always like being in the same room as my brothers. Yes, my brothers are black. That's what I meant. My black friends that are brothers. No, we had a good show. It was cool. We talked about our new project, 20 Summers, that's out. We put out in August. And, you know, kind of got to know a little bit about the five of us individually, I would say.
I know everything. You tell me the whole band's business all the time.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, when I say we, I mean the listeners. Which, by the way, we've redone bradgilmore.podbean.com. It's a new experience on there. You know, we are a fan-supported and listener-supported podcast. You know, we're here just for y'all's entertainment and to create conversations. So, If you feel like, you know, maybe...
Well, y'all don't talk back to us.
Yeah, but if you feel like donating monetarily, that would be so great. You know, it keeps this podcast going. You know, this is not free to do this. Bandwidth costs money. So if you go to bradgilmore.podbean.com, there's a PayPal there. Even if you donate a penny, everything helps. Also, you know, if you're listening on the Podbean right now, go over to iTunes, type in Brad Gilmore Show, hit the subscribe button, maybe give us a 5-star rating, write a little review. It helps the iTunes algorithm out, right?
Do you like just saying that word?
I love the word algorithm.
I feel
algorithm.
Like you haven't gotten to talk how you wanted to talk, so you're just going to keep going. Go ahead.
No. I didn't plug my stuff in the show, so that's what I'm doing now. You know, and like I said, 2011, the group we're opening for Farside, October 24th at Fitzgerald's upstairs. You can get at me for tickets at Brad Gilmore. Even hit the show up at Brad Gilmore Show. Hashtag BG Show. Hashtag Fake Monday Mornings. This upcoming Saturday, you can see me at Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, 16511 Diana Lane. Show starts at 7:30. Get there at 6:30. You know, we're going to do some live professional wrestling. And that's what I wanted to plug. You have anything, Motai? You plugged during the show, huh?
I could do it again.
Yeah, you could do that. That's cool.
Yeah. Follow me at DJMOTAI on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I've got, let's see.
He does it at the end.
He does it at the end. So listen at the end, and he'll plug all his shows.
Can I replug?
I mean,
can you find it?
Whatever.
No, yeah, they can listen to the show. Hopefully, they listen to the end and hear you. Then also, we're actually switching up the formula a little bit on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. So the last, you know, episode of every month is going to be like a nice, or it's going to be a wrap-up show. You know, we're going to talk about things. We're going to have a special guest on every last episode. You know, we're going to have a recurring theme. I hope everyone enjoyed the Diamond Dallas Page interview from last week. And on the wrap-up show, I'm going to talk about some stuff like that. But, yeah. Good things are happening. That's all I'm saying. We're making good moves. You know, I found out a lot of stuff last night, and we have a new fresh look on the Podbean, so... We appreciate each and every one of y'all for supporting. You know, always go to tatalapeaches.com.
See how he talks for me? He's such a man.
See, yeah.
And I don't mean that in a good way.
Okay. And then see what she has going on. But right now, DJ Motai.
See how everybody gets to plug all this? I just want him to get to the very end. Tyler gets to plug it. I never get to plug anything. Go ahead.
You, will you plug your stuff?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Plug Peach.
Go.
Plug away, Peach. Peachy.
Pears.
Princess Peach.
Thug. No. So I had a talk with Brando about Ass Peaches. and I'm going on a slight sabbatical right now to expand my market for it because it's kind of one-dimensional right now. So there will be no Ask Peaches tomorrow.
Oh.
No.
Well, see, it's not a bad thing, though, because...
How long is your sabbatical going to
last? I haven't decided yet, but it's going to be until things are more in order.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, when you're looking for longevity and stuff like that, it's ratchet, but it's where I wanted it to be to get attention, which, you know, which is what it was supposed to do. But at this point, I don't want to limit it.
So to before just ratchetness?
It gets, yeah, so before it gets categorized, I want to go ahead and, you know, make a jump with it. So I have that. I'm working on some other visual stuff just to do with, you know, life and shit. But that's it.
Okay. Well, no Ask Peaches tomorrow. But if you still have questions for hashtag Ask Peaches.
And we'll see. I'm coming up with something for it, though. I'm thinking I'm going to go. I got three people told me that I should just start doing mini rants about stuff that I'd be ranting about in person.
You are a ranter.
I'm a ranter.
See, or are you a truth teller?
Kanye said, I'm not ranting. I'm passionately speaking.
Okay, so you're a passionate speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And you went in a little bit on this interview, Peaches. You're coming for some necks. You're coming for some, but in the end, it might be the best thing. We don't know. But we're going to let the audience, the listening audience, decide. Hashtag your thoughts. Send us your thoughts. Hashtag BG Show. And we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. You ready?
I'm ready.
Was that not right? DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music? Yeah, that's right.
Did you feel like it was wrong, or was it the way he's looking
at
you?
He looked like that's not right. You do not say my thing right?
What?
So stay tuned, Tyler.
He thought about that before he did it, and then he went ahead and did it, and then he was like, okay, I don't think I should have did it. Like, that's all. That's what just happened while he was sitting
Tyler,
in the chair.
Play him into the break. Peace.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go. Slow down, you're trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story about delusional girl.
Another page from the author of A Lonely Girl. Innocence taken cause she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was plain Jane, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs. Clubs at nights and Facebook lights, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny the confusion from an outer illusion. Never felt true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of coke. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in the couple notes she spoke about the life she lived. And for the chance of fame, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Selling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just wants someone to call her stunning. Or gorgeous, or beautiful on one of those dark nights. When she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead all she has a pen, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So life changes lanes and all she seems to find is pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain. Her soul was taken by the world, no more to give. Pain pills and a lifeless girl, Alice chooses not to live.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go.
My ex-girl is sex girl, deaf not the best girl. The type to go to parties, get messed up and show a breast girl. Look at how you dress girl and all these skimpy clothes. Popping bottles, snorting vials, acting like a hoe. Met her at a show, a summer event that we was at. Powder on her nose, I couldn't believe that she was into that. But I never deal with that, I thought it'd be fine. Waste time, break time, sunshine, she on my mind. So I went to her house to see if she was lonely. Open door for
coming from the mouth, she had an OD. Looks like the culprit was the Sprite and the codeine and a couple pills. I can see the bottles opening, a couple light beers just to fight tears. Pop another pill so the pain she would not feel. Then I called her mom and said, I'm sad to say Allison is wasted away because the day she passed away.
Rest in peace.
A moment to shine can change how one is defined. Living life on a path of darkness, no longer caring about the true thoughts of one mind. She escapes into a pit of undermining and outer beauty just to fulfill the happiness of others. No longer content with acting out the role, only wanted someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love.
Just take it easy.
Role play box and go round to that. I may be a little twist of right hand, don't ask. Then we speed it up while we make it last. Woo! Now let's slow it down. I close my eyes and you'll lose that gown. I won't peek to make a sound. You say you lost passion when that's found. I'm trying to make your whole body feel crazy. Get lost up in the things which you probably made. Then we can go all night and even till the days. And all we can't seek is what you're craving.
Let's play a little game.
Cause you about to get chose, pick you up and take you home. This is all a player knows, and I leave it all behind. I mean, you always on my mind, I swear you always looking fine. I mean, I like the way you look, to get you open like a book. All the things that we could do, you know we always knocking boots in. Yeah, I know you know the rules, I turn around, I captain. Ready or not, here I come, baby, let them game begin. You came first and you came to win, you came for love, you left with sin. We can play this game again,
again and again and again and again.
Since when your friend told you no, but your ass couldn't listen, cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight, super tight. And she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights. But everybody say she wrong for me, cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie, when they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony. I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like yo before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me, anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Like my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sorted as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sit mimosas sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had I been alone, but man, I'll be there to she. Ain't got me feeling like a crack addict, crack addict.
Cause I feel you,
and I ain't mad at it. Getting high up off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
burn, baby, burn, baby, burn, burn, baby, burn.
Thank you. Now it was June when you came my way. Summer day, small waist and pretty face. Body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves. So you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision cloudy, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you were the dinner before you turned out lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, go hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who we are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Squeezing you is easy, baby.
I say loving you, got it. I say you, got it. I say you.
Got it, baby, just like the Comic Con. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman's. Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explain why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight mission. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.
You got it.
This is hilarious. Brad is actually going to let me be in charge of this interview.
It's all you today.
Tyler's on the other side of it, too. Typically, we would be together, but Tyler's never on my side.
See, I know you've always tried to hijack the show together, but now...
That one day we... Like, that
now
one
you're
day
dolo.
Was great, but the Tyler day didn't record it.
The day with Double B.
Was that the day? What day? Was that the day?
Get y'all's phones on silent.
Are y'all group chatting about me while I'm interviewing y'all? That's rude as fuck.
Yeah. I can't even look at the
It's Twitter.
Chat.
You got an issue? This is like the third time you just asked me.
Introduce who our guest is, Peaches.
I'm here with, I feel like y'all are my babies, like my children.
What?
How old are you? She's 63. Like,
in her mind, she's 63.
But no, I'm in here with 2011. I don't know how this happened. Brad texted me and was like, yo, we're doing an interview at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday, fake Monday morning. And it's going to be with 2011. I'm not a morning person.
I got the sniffles right now.
Trey's worried about his sniffles. So
Trey has on I'm like let, the
no,
most ridiculous outfit.
We're going to... Brad's about to fall out the chair. Okay. Yeah. We have Trey in here.
What's up, Peaches?
Hi. I'm going to come back to you in a minute.
Okay.
We have Dallas in here.
What's up?
We have Avery in here.
What's up, Peaches?
Brad. Well, I was gonna say DJ Multi, but Brad was waiting for him to be next. We have DJ Multi.
Well, fuck all y'all.
We have DJ Multi in here.
Hey.
And
what's
me.
Up?
Brad. I'm excited to do this, Peaches. This
Why? This is the second time I've interviewed y'all.
This is the second time.
Oh, he's got a matching hat.
Oh, Trey's no, Hawaiian.
They didn't come super together. Cool I bought
separately. Trey is in a Hawaiian shirt. It's October.
My keen eye for pattern.
Let me realize that these went
together. Trey is in this. It's a blue base Hawaiian shirt with nice flowers.
If you check the tag, it says made in Hawaii, USA, so it's authentic.
So you went to Hawaii.
It definitely matches.
But he has a light blue hat with pink flowers. Meanwhile, his shirt has...
Oh,
those are kind of red.
They actually put the hat on the
How long did it take you to find a matching hat?
You don't even know you have the hat on you. Right?
Trey.
You don't know how to color block, though.
How long did it take you to find a matching hat?
Not long. I went to Arnie's, and I actually bought the hat first, and then I went to the thrift shop on Wayside. It's called Thrift Shop. Ooh. Y'all should check that out.
Google it.
That's where I got
Google that shit.
I didn't even take the hat inside. I just saw the shirt, and I was like, that's it.
That's the one.
That's the winner.
That's the one.
Cause the girls like the shirt.
I thought the detail in it was spectacular. It has wooden buttons. If y'all don't see that, so
oh wow, new rules.
Cool. The man in Hawaii who made that put a lot of time and effort into it.
He probably carved those buttons from coconuts.
I was about to say that.
I mean, I've never had wooden buttons before.
No, those aren't wooden. Those are coconut buttons.
Coconut buttons.
I feel like they could be coconut actually.
They're nut buttons.
Trying them nut buttons.
Okay. Anyway, because I really wanted to see how far he was gonna go about the shirt.
Oh, we could do the whole interview on the Hawaiian shirt.
I appreciate the shirt.
I mean, I appreciate it too. I just don't think like that style. Like that's a very like when I say fruity, I don't mean like homosexual. I mean like it's a very like. Fruity color.
Yeah.
Like vivacious.
It's like non. It's vivacious. Almost like I'm from Hawaii, not like a tourist of Hawaii.
No, that's a little touristy.
Yeah, it's real touristy.
No, that's not touristy. That's like he works at the luau every Monday night. Exactly. That is.
Yeah,
See, and that's what I said. I was like, you have the Hawaii shirts that you buy from the gift shop. Then you have the Hawaiian shirts that are like the people who actually live in Hawaii and they work at
you look like I don't you work agree at with any one of those. I feel like you should have a straw hat and a beer in your hand and sandals on.
I had a straw hat, but
he also had a couple beers.
This one worked a little better.
Okay, well, y'all just dropped the project.
We did.
Summer. Yes, we did.
Hashtag. That's why I'm wanting to ask the rest of the band. Is it a hashtag in the actual title, or do we just do that?
Because
I listen to CDs, and there's a hashtag on the CD.
There's a hashtag on the CD.
Yeah.
Well, why not hashtag it?
Well, I mean, we hashtag it, but I don't know. Is that the actual – are we spelling it with a hashtag? Is that like the actual – if it was on iTunes, would it have a hashtag?
Nah.
See, I don't think for the longest, I thought it was like number 20 Summers. I never thought that it were meant like hashtag 20 Summers.
I thought it was just 20, like 20 Summers.
When I see the
I thought it was 20 Summers because y'all are all like 20.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But I'm 49 11. In my mind.
We actually.
You are 12 all the time.
I think it's 20 Summers because 2011 Summers just seem too long.
So yeah.
So we dropped the 11.
That could be confusing.
No, there's like multiple reasons for the name.
Okay, give me a
few. Trey just said one.
Okay.
Another one is that 20 summers is a long time. That's a lot of summers. And that's how long we're going to be relevant in the world.
Only 20?
No, but to start off, 20. That's a starting bid.
Okay, let's start with this. How did the band start?
Brad's
not answering the first 5 questions.
Yeah, Avery.
You're
also not dictating who's answering the question.
I'm sorry.
We always have to start every interview.
I told him in the car he's not supposed to do this.
Haven't you asked us this?
We all started off as orphans, and we lived in the same orphanage. And we would always be on our pots and pans growing up and make music on the streets.
We were like the early Blue Man Group.
Hush, child.
We actually had a movie called August Rush made about us, so...
That was inspired by true events of our life.
It was. So from there, we kind of just like life just took off from there. That's kind of how we started.
We all have autism.
I'm autistic.
Yeah. R. I'm artistic.
That is 2011. That is in no representation of the Brad Gilmore Show or Peaches. Thank you. just have to put that out there. Dallas, how'd the band start?
Well, from what I've heard.
See, you got to understand. You got to go with Avery.
See, the
Avery
thing is, was Avery, the one. Avery and Brad were the first to even start the whole 2011 band. So you have to start with Avery and Brad. That's why
but
you have
I
to
can't
start
answer
with
questions.
Brad and Avery.
So Avery has all. So
oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
you have,
Avery.
You
I'm trying to buy Yeezus tickets right now.
Put the Yeezus tickets down.
Come on now.
That is so, like, is that how you feel? I'm trying to interview you and you're more worried about Yeezus tickets.
Damn.
I mean, I understand.
That's just how I feel.
Did you watch the interview?
I'm just going to do this.
What interview?
The Kanye interview.
I don't want to watch
it. Oh, you can't buy Yeezus tickets if you didn't watch the interview.
Yeah, if you didn't watch that BBC interview, you
obviously you don't know who bought the Fendi.
I'm really surprised you didn't watch the interview. You didn't watch it?
I don't. Why would I want to watch
it? Why would you not want to watch it?
Wait, when did it come out? Like a week
ago?
Well, I don't know.
You
didn't know
it
came out?
He'll watch it right now, and then he'll buy tickets.
No, I mean, it was a very good interview. That's why I'm asking.
No, it was a life-changing interview.
It's great.
Honestly, it was.
Those tickets are expensive. They're like $300 right now.
I wasn't about to buy the $300 tickets.
How'd the band start?
Okay, shit. So,
because y'all haven't gotten shit done. Y'all are taking over the old damn interview. Because y'all are reckless little
Oh.
Now I'm almost out of candy.
Oh.
Question,
all the
how'd the band start?
Oh, kill him.
So how'd the band start, Avery?
Shoot.
Well, Brad and I have been great friends since we were about 6 years old.
Narration right here.
So
we were orphans.
Yeah, that at the orphanage. One day Brad came to me and was like,
pause.
He was like, pause. I want to be a rapper. And so, in all seriousness, Brad did say, I want to be a rapper.
Yeah.
And I.
Malibu's most wanted.
Yes.
I think also
he might have been inspired by that.
Be shiznit.
And he needed someone to make beats, me playing drums.
Don't skip over your rap career, Avery.
Yo,
Avery,
I'm getting there.
Oh, Avery
I'm
used to rap.
There.
Avery used to rap.
Avery used to spit.
So,
Avery had bars.
Next time, needed, all of you do not get bars. Mics.
He needed, shut the fuck up. He needed beats, and I played the drums. I had a MacBook. I had GarageBand. So, why would I not be the producer?
Why would you not?
Exactly. So this guy, basically taught me how to make beats with Apple Loops.
Yeah.
And and wrote my raps and his raps and everyone else's raps
at the time. He
never wrote my raps.
Not Trey's raps.
We went in.
This was before Trey.
Well, this is before Pre-tray. Trey. This was
pre-Trey.
This is back when they weren't even called 2011.
Yeah, this is when we were
not a good name.
Yeah. But like, I mean, that's really not like that's like the genesis of the
not
band.
A good name.
Not really. When it really started was with Trey, Avery, and I, and then we were in high school. And I invited Trey over to Avery's house. To make music.
Yeah.
And like, so we made like one record, right, where Trey was getting his R&B singer on. He had his auto tune all
the
way
through.
No.
I used to be the singer.
He used to be the singer.
I was Lil R. Kelly.
Trey can sing. Little known fact. Or it might be a widely known fact. I don't know.
Because y'all were in choir together, right?
Me, Dallas, and Trey were. But that's not where the story starts. So. We'll get to that. That's further down the line.
But I invited him over to Avery's house to do a song. And so we did this record. And then he just kind of looked over at Avery and I. And he was supposed to be just like a feature type thing. And he looked over at Avery and I. He's like, man, we're going to make some good music as a group.
And then Brad up and just invited himself.
Way to put yourself in the door.
Me and Avery were like, oh, crap.
No. Okay. So anyway, so that's how that started. And then, like, throughout high school, ran into Tyler in piano class. We ran into Dallas in choir.
In choir.
And then y'all formed
2011. We tried to join all the different, like, music classes at school so we could take people from
band, piano, choir.
And we ran shit.
That's the Holy Trinity. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's actually, that's quite interesting. It's
only when you're an orphan.
So what was your first project that y'all put out collectively?
Well, it all started with a music video.
A music video came before a project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Well, it was like, it was how we got together. But then, like, our first real project as the five of us, we'll start there. Was
well, somebody else is going to start there.
All right.
The five of us, the first project was Renewable Energy, right?
Yeah, Trey.
Yes, it was.
Well, we've made a lot of music.
We've made a lot of music.
Yeah, Renewable Energy was the first, like, real project, I guess, we actually released.
I think the first song was, like, Time Goes On.
Yeah.
The first song we ever.
Yeah, and it's funny, but I think what happened was our sophomore year, we used to do, like, really hood hip-hop type of music.
Yeah, surprisingly,
oh,
we
man.
Had...
What is your definition of hood hip-hop
Dallas
music?
Snap
it was, like,
music.
Dallas,
oh, yeah.
Like,
Rack your body from side to side. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that was us.
That was good, bro.
That was good.
The song's called
Yeah, that was us at first. And it's funny, we all had the same English teacher. Well, not all of us. Me and Brad at least did.
There was five of us.
All of us.
And we had this project where we had the, I think, it, what was it called?
It was Personal Project.
Personal Project. And we thought as a group, like, for our project, let's, like, try to mix, like, rock and roll with hip-hop. And that would be our project, like, to do that. And from there, we created this song, Destiny. And from there, we changed our whole sound.
Yeah, we went world.
That was our thing.
Yeah. Actually, Destiny was the song I was like, damn.
Yeah, and that kind of what got us buzz around school was when we changed, like, our sound.
Peaches, you understand, we were popping at Lamar.
We were popping.
We ran
the rap battles.
We didn't run the rap battles, but we were there.
We didn't actually run them in lyrics, but we ran them as in we said, you rap now, you rap.
You battle one another.
We were the judges.
You. Back in the day, we actually had beef with Stocks.
We used to make people battle to get in the group.
And then we had a song with Stocks called Never mind.
So y'all used to orchestrate rap battles in high school.
We did.
But none of you rapped in them.
No, we rapped every
like
once.
The Godfather.
No, we didn't have to rap because we were famous. Because
we were making music already. They were trying to get in the studio.
We were the band and we were Diddy. They were battling to get in the studio.
We were making their bands.
So all five of you collectively made up Diddy or
no?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Something like that.
Dallas.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about being in the group?
I think my favorite part about being in 2011 is actually
we're not a group. We're a band.
Excuse me.
I think my favorite part is we'll probably be making the music and just having a collective like just thought of everyone putting their input into the music. I feel like that's probably the best part. And just performing, just being a part of something bigger.
Hold the mic up to your mouth when you talk.
I don't know if it's on. Is it on?
It's
definitely on.
Okay.
Aha. Thought you had a friend.
Okay, keep going.
But no, I think my favorite part of being in the band is probably performing and just being together and performing and making music.
That was such an adorable answer.
It was cute.
It was very cute.
I would have double tapped it if it were an Instagram post.
Hey.
What's your least favorite thing about being in the band?
Trey. No, I'm joking.
No, I think I'd probably have to say just the...
I mean, it's five people. That has to be
Yeah, it's a lot of ego because we all have an opinion. And we all have an opinion and it's...
Don't be bullying him. Answer how you want to. I got your back. Answer how you feel like it.
It's a lot of opinions, and sometimes things don't get done because we're always like going back and forth between opinions, and we're like, what are we gonna do? But everyone has their own opinion. We never get to have a compromise until like 3 hours after the argument.
We're all very opinionated on our music, and we're all such like close friends that sometimes stuff doesn't work.
Heated. Yeah, our
but
friendship,
we make it work.
Our friendship's way stronger than like how we act as musicians. So we like, I don't know, we're not the type of people to where we can come into the studio and like just go in and do work because it's not really a work environment for
us.
Like it's like a friendship environment where we're making music.
Very relaxed.
I mean, like music makes you money, then it is a work environment when you.
No, it's a working environment. But what he's saying is like when we're making our art, you know, our craft. It's
of course, because that's the type of relationship that y'all have that yeah. you know breeds that type of music.
Yeah, we're artists and we're sensitive about our shit. So
yeah, we really are. Because it'll be times when they would say, "Oh yeah, this didn't sing it. Yeah, you didn't sing it right." I'm like, "How did I not sing it right?"
And we'll go over
and then defended.
2-3 hours.
I'm really real sensitive about my shit.
We all get extreme.
It's just
yeah.
I mean, it's not even something that bothers me. I just get really irritated when like, oh, sing it.
Let him hold the mic to his lip how he feel
I'm definitely not doing that.
It's right here.
Anyways, it's just like
he likes to watch people put things on their lips.
Yeah.
You don't have one.
That's gross.
Pause.
But no,
what
I
is wrong with you? No, don't answer any more questions.
How can you sit like that?
Who, me or Brad?
Brad.
Oh. I don't know. I just feel, I think that's with everybody. Like if Brad does a verse and we have some, like, maybe like some critiques to say, he'll like, no. Like, it's just kind of like that thing about you being an artist, like, you feel like you're doing, like, you know what you're doing, and then like when someone tells you you're not doing what you're doing, it's like, really? Like, you come do it then.
So with you being the only singer in the group, how difficult is it for you?
I wouldn't say it's really not too difficult. I mean, we do have some things where everyone else is like, well, I think you could have did this a little better, or I think you can like actually do this run instead of this run, or do something here instead of here, and I'm just like.
Are you not open to criticism?
Oh, I am. It's just I take it differently. I'm like, I'll take it, but I still get annoyed and irritated.
I mean, but that's your fault.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, that's still. It's going to get done, but I feel like.
I mean, like, I understand what he's saying in a way.
Brad, shush.
Oh, damn.
Shush.
Damn.
Shut down.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to shush.
Shut it down.
No, like, what he's saying, like, you know, sometimes we'll have that time where, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not a singer, but I'll hear something and be like, well, you know, do this instead. And, you know, and obviously, since I'm not a singer, he's going to be like, well,
this is one of those opinion times?
Yeah.
Very much an opinion time.
Oh. Yeah, but here's the thing. I think this is how 2011 is set differently than any other group, as you said, or band in Houston. It's like we all come from like a class, at least Trey Dallas and I come from a vocally classically vocally trained background. We're come from a classic background. Okay,
myself as well.
How classic is your background?
And Tyler has
sing too.
We've been classically trained in vocal music.
There you go.
Okay, so I mean, so we do know what we're talking about, even if I can't produce the sound. You see what I'm saying? And you know, Avery comes from band or whatever, so he knows how to. You know, Tyler too. We all know how to read music. We're actual musicians at the end of the day. We're not people who got together and was like, oh yeah, let's be hip hop stars.
Let's rap. Yeah. Let's play some drums.
So it's like,
let's go hit some buttons and make some beats.
And that's why I also like don't like.
What?
I think Trey can attest to this. It's like, I think it's why we don't like being called a group. We like being called a band because we write songs as a band does.
Okay.
Right, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Brad took that and then went somewhere. I ain't even asked that.
It's all right.
Girl, stop. I wasn't even talking to Brad.
Girl, stop playing.
We're just really like lead background singers.
What?
Like, it's like Dallas has the lead voice, but we're like the background people who hear something. Like, we feel like we know what he should be singing. We just can't sing it ourselves.
No, I feel that. I feel that.
So, Dallas, how does that make you feel?
I mean, in the end, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it anyway. But it always comes to a compromise. Like, oh, like, okay.
No, that's not a compromise if you're doing it the way you want to do it. Like,
but he's the singer, so why can't he do it the way he wants to do it?
It's always like,
I'm going to take what they say. I'm going to put it in there somewhere. But I'm still going to do it the way
See,
I want to do it.
Because when Dallas is singing, he's singing for the five of us. He's not just singing for himself. He is. See, like. It's kind of like if I write a verse that they don't like, or Brad writes a verse and I don't like it, or if we go off beat. It's the same way with this singing. When it goes on wax, it represents 2011 and not just Dallas. Like, they not go here and they go, they're not going to be like, oh, the raps are really good, but Dallas could be better. They're going to be like, oh, that was a shitty song, because the song
everything has to be perfect. You know, everything has to click at the same time.
Like, yeah, like when it comes to like Slow Burn, which is like the song on our latest project
track four.
That song took us like 5 months just because, I mean, Dallas's singing was perfect, but we didn't get, like, when it came to the instrumental, we couldn't, like, get a flow.
Wrap our heads around, like, what the, you know, what to write. You know what I'm saying? But because, and we didn't want to put anything just on there just to finish the song.
So how does your creative process work? So walk me through the making of a song. Like, where does it start from beginning to end?
Avery makes the beat.
I think Avery would... Well, it depends on what type of song. Yeah, sometimes we'll be in the studio. Sometimes we'll be in the studio, and he'll be like, "Okay, let's start doing this." And
okay, so let's say Avery already has the beat made, and you bring the beat to the studio.
Yeah. Avery brings the beat to the studio.
Avery's made this beat. He's like, "Okay, look.
Yeah.
How would that go? You made the beat. You excited about the beat. So what will happen next?"
Yeah. Well, then it's gonna, like, basically, if we end up using it, it has to change.
It always changes.
Oh yeah, always changes. Always.
Well, like, it'll change because we'll get an idea in our head.
Yeah, exactly.
So Avery will play the track, and then we'll all start looking at each other and start throwing ideas out.
Yeah. What if we had this here? Yeah, what if we had that
there? He provides us with a foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he gives us something that we listen to, and then from there we, like, make it our sound as a group.
Yeah, and we're able to build off of it.
Make it fit, yeah.
And so it's like, you know, we'll come up with an idea for a song. Like, sometimes it's just throwing titles out. Like, when I guess we're calling the songs by tracks. When we did Bed Bath & Beyond, track 5. On 20 Summers.
I asked y'all to walk me through a process of one.
I'm doing it. That's what we're doing. We threw out the name Bed Bath & Beyond, and then we created the song out of that. See what I'm saying? So we took Avery and his instrumental and molded it to what we want.
Yeah, it's funny with Bed Bath & Beyond. I actually think before we even had a song, we thought Bed Bath & Beyond.
But that's
going
to be the name.
Oh, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic. And from there, we built
the
entire
out, like,
song.
Bedroom terms.
Yeah.
Our bed terms.
Egyptian cotton.
I can't take y'all talking this seriously.
That's true, actually how it happened.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
We only understand each other.
Yeah. You don't get it.
Okay.
You wouldn't understand.
I would not understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you find the beat,
yeah.
You come in, y'all throw the stuff together. So then who records first?
Me.
Tyler lays down his hot 16 first.
but then we don't like it, so we just take it off.
Tyler 16s are too crucial. So, like,
too Asian.
He does features. He's like 2 Chainz. We like, normally Dallas will do, like, the first part. You know, we want to get the chorus done, you know,
so
out of the way.
Do you, Dallas, write the chorus yourself, or how does it work?
Sometimes. It's a collective. Like, sometimes we, like, if they have a song.
Microphone.
Sometimes if they have a song, like a theme for a song, or like a.
Concept.
A concept, yeah, thank you for the word. A concept, they'll be like, okay, I like this concept, let's go on and let's add on to this concept. Mm-hmm. And we'll all, like, write about it or write towards that concept.
Because I noticed in the songs that typically, like, you'll come in singing, then Trey's first, then it'll be like another chorus, and then it'll be Brad. Is this the way that it always is, or that's just the way that it happened?
You know, I think it kind of happens that way. It just depends on, like, one. Sometimes it's like, yo, Trey and I, like, on some songs, like, I'll have recorded first, but we'll put the verse second or whatever. It's just whatever we feel like makes the song flow the best.
What feels right.
It's kind of like me and Brad have really different styles of, like, rap.
I agree.
Like, really different styles. He's way more of, like, the... Your style is way more fun than mine, like, when it comes to rap. Like, you shine more on, like, fun songs, and I'm way better at, like, writing
the deeper
serious
records.
Verses. Yeah, yeah. It's funny because when it comes to, like, serious songs for us, I can, like, write those a lot quicker.
What's the one I told you about?
Go Ask Alice.
Yeah, I love your verse on Go Ask
and
Alice.
And we wrote that in, like, 20 minutes.
I actually really like that song.
That was, like, a 20-minute song.
That was, like, a
feeling
song, actually.
So let me ask you something. With y'all being a band and after seeing y'all perform and stuff, why do you think that y'all aren't as far as you could be?
What?
Why aren't we as far as we could be?
Because I've seen y'all perform, and I mean, as far as Houston goes and bands and stuff, there aren't really a lot of bands out here that have your sound that play in front of various audiences and get the reaction that you all do. So, why do you, all five of you, think that you aren't further than what you are? Whether it be outside circumstances, personal circumstances, band circumstances, I just want to.
I think
answer.
We all have too many personal things. Like if we all, as a group, decided let's drop everything,
just quit our jobs,
quit school, yeah. Dropped everything, we probably would have made it by now. But we all are in school individually. We're all involved in something else individually. We all work, and that I think that's what's keeping us from that point. But I think we're all gonna reach that point where we decide, you know, let's drop it off for a year and like let's just work. We just haven't done that yet, honestly.
Because when it comes to like musically speaking, I'm a flex for a second. But when it comes musically speaking, and I said this on Twitter the other day, I don't think anyone in the city of Houston can touch Avery on production. Because not only can he make dope beats, he can make dope beats for any type of genre. He can do anything from trap to like boom bap hip hop to making a whole band song, like rock song by himself. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think anyone can touch Avery on production.
Thank you.
And then when it comes to songwriting, I feel like that's another thing where we're unmatched. Honestly, I mean, we put out 8 songs on a project. And people are like, man, that's a short album or whatever. But it's like, well, no, they're all quality. You might put like 48 songs on your mixtape and 2 of them might hit. You know what I mean? But we take our time with our music. Our stuff's not disposable. You can't, like, you hear our song, you remember it. We don't create songs. We create moments in life.
And that's the thing. Like, people don't understand, like.
Said Bradley Gilmore.
People don't understand, like, when it comes to us as, like, musicians. Like, writing the rap verse is the easiest part of what we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because when, like, I always tell people I don't even see myself as being a rapper. Because I think we all individually, we could probably start, like, not to, like boost ourselves, but we could start, like, a songwriting team. Like, like, we could, rap is easy for us. We actually challenge ourselves by making different styles of music because we get bored. Like, it's easy. Like, that's really the only way to explain it. We can go in a studio, I can go into a country music, like, studio session. I can hear some shit I don't like and tell them this is what you need to do. Like,
yeah,
that's how I feel.
Because, like, you got to think, we don't just come from the world hip-hop. Like I said, one, we come from classical music, but we also all five grew up on different genres of music, and we're well-versed in them. Like I might have started out listening to, you know, country music and then figured out about hip-hop and R&B, and Trey almost the exact opposite. Now Trey knows about, when Trey starts singing country records to me, I start flipping out. I was like, whoa, bro.
I like country.
You deserve that elephant tattoo.
I like country when I'm outside with the beer in my hand. That's when I love country, but.
I know we've played country on the show before, remember?
I do.
But I don't know, that's what I'm saying, like, I mean, we're not as far as we'd like to be, but I honestly don't think anyone's as far as they like to be. Like, we were talking about that Kanye interview that he did with the BBC. He was frustrated.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
It was great.
I thought it was amazing.
I'm not going to lie.
Honestly.
Except
when he said, I can make perfect. That was a little much.
But in the context that he said it, you have to say, I was really against Kanye for so long. That interview made me a fan of him.
Yeah, though, same here.
Because it was one of those things where if you look at it, everything is so stagnant. Like, everybody acts the same. Everybody is afraid of putting ripple in the water. Everybody is afraid of saying what they want to say and feeling how they want to feel and being entitled to those feelings. And he got up there and he did what he wanted to do. And I was like, you know what?
You right.
High five.
You right. Like, you right. Like, for what?
No, I thought, I mean, I know Trey and I had, like, extensive conversation about the interview.
I made Doe watch it. I watched it. I made somebody else watch it.
I played it for someone yesterday.
I've watched it, like, 3 times already.
Yeah, it's a great interview.
I thought it was great. I mean, even with the perfect thing, how he says, like, I can make perfect, and when he said I am a God.
I felt them on the I am a God.
You know, it's...
Because it was, like you said, who do you think I am? I just told you who
exactly.
I thought I was.
And same thing with perfection. Perfection's your own personal opinion. Like, I could think something's perfect, and someone else could easily think it's not. So if he makes his music and he finds it to be perfection, that's great that he has that...
that much
opinion
confidence
of his own music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, perfect is like, you know, it's an opinion word, you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely an opinion.
Yeah, so it's like, you know.
Not every perfect is everyone's perfect.
You actually can't prove someone wrong if they say they're perfect. So I guess I feel him on that. I just thought it was a good interview all the way around. But like I was saying, like, he was even frustrated with his position in life. And he was talking about, well, like, Jay-Z is further than I am, and he's gotten to accomplish more in his life than I got to so far. Said the phone.
Trey over here, like, he a damn superstar. This Hawaiian shirt, phone going off, legs crossed. Are those red bottoms? What you got going on over there?
You know, I keep the red bottoms. I mean, they're not real, but they got red bottoms. They
red
bottoms,
red.
Technically.
They're really something else.
Oh, no. Avery, why do you think we're not as far as we want to be?
I don't know. I think we've kind of touched on those bases. It's just really we all have so many things going on in all of our individual lives. It's kind of hard to just drop everything and completely focus on music 100% whenever you have to, you know, make a living somehow. And you have to go to school and, you know.
You're depressing me right now.
Like, I was like, okay.
Then you gotta go home and shoot up heroin.
I get it. Real life happened.
Real life happened.
I don't know. I can't just like stay in the studio all the time. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Because I gotta go home and shoot heroin.
What? What? Again, that's in no way representation of the Bragging One Show or Peaches. Thanks. So with the Project 20 Summers, when y'all dropped this, what, you know, all did you have in mind for it? Like, what, when y'all dropped 20 Summers, did you see it accomplishing?
Who wants to take that one? Anybody? No? No, Trey, it's not you.
I'll go after you.
He's so like, is that my phone? Where is it? I just thought, you know, I mean, we hadn't put out a project in like 2 years just about. I think, right? It was about 2 years since we put out a project.
And a half.
About 2 years, actually. It was August 2011 was the last time.
It's 2 years, Dallas. 2 years.
I'm just saying.
2 years in this shit.
2 years.
I mean, and it took us a long time, I mean, to record this, but like Avery or someone said earlier, like, you know, we're almost perfectionists when it comes to songs, and we're not just going to put anything out there just to, we hadn't dropped in 2 years, let's put out a mixtape. Yeah. I don't know why I sounded like K. Reno when I said that, but...
I know. And without, just to go on top of that, it's just like, because we recorded more songs than 8 songs on the, like, some of those songs were actually previous songs on our other projects. So when we recorded more songs, but we just felt like they weren't going to go towards 20 Summers' image that we wanted to put out.
We felt like they needed to be developed more.
Yeah.
And I feel like we recorded like 14, 15 tracks.
Yeah, felt like a lot.
It felt like a lot.
But we sat down and we were like, nope, for like half of them.
Because, I mean, like songs, like I said, they're like, you know, relationships in a way. Like, you got to let them grow. You got to kind of live with them for a little while, figure out what you like about them. And if you can't change what you don't like about them, you break up with them. I mean,
we got that fire coming soon, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have fire out currently.
The fire them roids.
Which is why and that's what I said, like, you know, if you look at the songs, it's like, I honestly, there's nobody, and I don't care, there's nobody in the city of Houston who can make 8 records that sound like this, and it's one band, you know what I'm saying, it's one group. I mean, you have like radio smashes, in my opinion, like you have hit records.
I feel like we touched a lot of...
Okay, Kanye.
That is a Kanye thing to say, but you
too. We made perfect.
Y'all made perfect?
We made perfect.
So 20 Summers
is perfect. We made perfect.
We practiced and made perfect.
Yeah.
So,
word up.
Let me see the track listing. All right. So on...
Feeling Good, perfect.
Feeling Good's perfect. Fire. I really like that Chopped and Screwed.
You got it. Perfect.
Fire.
You know what? That whole thing, perfect.
Slow Burn, fire. Extra perfect.
Okay, I might have...
Wish You Home, Minus Stocks, perfect. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, out of all the songs, I'm really not a big fan of Hide and Seek, and Adderall, I could do without it.
Okay.
I like Go Ask Alice. That's probably my favorite on the song. I like Bad Bath & Beyond. It's fun. It's a fun song. I like Slow Burn. I don't think y'all are old enough to be singing that to anybody, though.
Peaches, you know you was liking it when I was on stage.
You're like 12, though. I love you. I adore you, but you're like 12.
I'm not 12. I'm not 12. We're in the same age bracket.
Oh, baby, trust me. The last thing you're in is my age bracket.
Okay. How old are you?
Y'all got some hostility going on right now. I don't like this.
Water.
Uncomfortable.
Trust and believe.
So Feeling Good, that has a sample in it, right?
No, it has an interpolation.
Oh, what is an interpolation? Because I'm sure I'm the only one who doesn't know what that is.
It's not a sample. It's like our interpretation.
Clearly.
It's our interpretation of someone else's song.
Yeah, we didn't actually take it from another song. We recreated it in our own mind.
Oh, well, that's tight.
Okay.
Avery, how'd that happen?
If we tell
Avery's still trying to buy Yeezus tickets.
If you told the actual story, I think Jennifer Hudson inspired Feeling Good.
Actually, yeah.
Definitely. I'm not going to lie to you. We were like, it'd be really cool to do a sample of a song. And I was like, what's that one song Jennifer Hudson always sings on the Weight Watchers commercials? That's exactly how it went.
Yeah.
We were like, Feeling Good.
And then Avery was like, Feeling Good.
Nina Simone singing the original, and that's how it started.
So we remade it.
So we listened to it.
So we were like, damn, Jennifer.
Times. I was like, okay.
I was like, if Jennifer can do it,
did you already have how the hook was going to go in your head first, or did he make the beat first?
I think you made the beat, right?
I mean, it was kind of at the same time, like together.
I think he was just playing the guitar.
They kind of had one of their little moments where he was just playing guitar and Dallas went into this falsetto that he always does. And
Are you jealous of it?
I'm a little jealous. Y'all don't know how long I practiced the falsetto. All throughout high school, I practiced the falsetto. Dallas low-key trained me for the falsetto.
Trey used to sound like a pedophile in his
song. My voice is too deep.
No, that has nothing to do with
your
it,
voice.
Right?
Your voice is a lot deeper than you look. Does that make
My
sense?
Voice is really deep.
Yeah, you do
we
have a deep
We would be
voice.
Riding home from school. I think and Trey would be driving. He'd just be like, And I'd just be like, yeah, Trey, go ahead. Just go ahead.
I mean, can you hit falsettos like on the spot? Like, right now, hit a falsetto. You got me?
He got that.
Yeah, he's got it.
It's early, though.
He got it, though.
He don't think you can do it.
I can do it.
Do it.
Which one do you think?
Got it.
I mean, shit, it's your world. You sing a falsetto. I haven't.
Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
Let me know.
That was all right.
Got it all the time.
What you want us to let you know?
This is a little cocky in the studio today.
I'm not going to lie. You had a good morning or you had a good night?
What?
Good night. Had a good night.
What'd you do last night?
Don't worry about that, girl.
Y'all ain't grown.
You ain't grown either.
I feel like Dallas has corduroy pajamas.
That'd be dope.
Okay.
That'd be dope.
If y'all got the opportunity to play one show, like just one show, any show you could play, what show would it be?
I want Kanye West to open up for us.
Because
we perfect. At Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
In a room full of Asian women.
Or Jay-Z.
No, kind of.
I would like the next Jay-Z president to do his inauguration speech.
You know what I want for y'all?
As an opening for our concert.
Yeah.
You know what I want for y'all, though, in all honesty? It's kind of weird because of how close I am with Brad, but I do honestly enjoy y'all music. I feel like, I mean, because I understand what everybody said, it's five of y'all. You know, time is few and far between. But I do think that, like, as far as talent out of Houston, I go to bat for y'all as being the best. But I feel like y'all aren't seen enough. I don't feel like enough people know who you are. They know that you exist, and they've heard that you're good. But I don't feel like y'all have shown people what you can do yet. Like, this is tight. Like, 20 Summers is tight. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like I was there for some of it. Hell, as far as I'm concerned, I got the final say on what this looked like.
That's true.
That's true.
About
true,
album.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's true.
I think that y'all could be so much better, especially like with the direction that boy bands are in and how they've been put out. For y'all to be as diverse as you are and to look like you look and to have the talent that y'all have, y'all could go far, but y'all have to want to go far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just to let y'all know, I expect some stuff out of y'all. That's just me, though.
Do you think never mind. I couldn't think of what I was trying to say.
Do you think?
I do think sometimes. From time to time, I have thoughts. They happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I understand what you're saying. I got you.
I like to think. I pride myself on being able to think.
You know, but I think we do a lot of stuff. I think we move low key though, because we'll have like a just like a low key like random flex. Like people be like, "What'd you do this weekend?" Oh, we just played at Miller Outdoor Theater for like 2,000 people.
No biggie.
But it's like low key flexes.
I mean, that's.
I still think we don't get covered in blogs as much as that's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but I think that's because of like the hip hop umbrella.
Yeah, I think our sounds also like when it comes to Houston. We're Houston sounds way more. I don't want to step on any toes or anything, but Houston sound is way more in a box when it comes to like what's put out.
It's
in
categorized.
Blogs.
Yeah,
what's
it's put out in blogs. When someone says Houston music,
yeah, Houston music is very categorized. You and you don't. And by no means am I saying that y'all need to fit under that umbrella because you do not sound like Houston. Y'all can replicate a Houston sound. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could do a...
We've gone to H-Town before.
Yeah, like, y'all could... Cool, that could be done. But I feel like...
We done came down.
Yeah. I feel like that would be limiting y'all if you tried to do that.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
like
I'm saying?
Changing... If we were to change our sound so
you
we can
be know the
more...
truth? You're better than a lot of these other rappers, and I feel like you'd be bullshitting.
I'd be bullshitting.
Ooh. I tell people all the time, and this isn't a lie.
You say this, y'all performed. It was last year when they did that that thing on Main Street where they had those concerts in those three different clubs, like the Continental Club.
Yeah. Oh, what was that called?
I don't know, but that was one of the first times I ever saw y'all perform.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation with somebody about you.
Okay.
And it was like, out of just your sound. Your cadence, the way that you do write. Like, you know that you're a good writer, and that's cool. But what you going to do about it?
Oh.
I don't know. You got me at, like, I don't know what to say in this moment right now.
An answer?
I don't
a
have
thought?
An answer.
You should find one.
Oh, kill him.
I mean, I really think my thing is, like, I could write a lot more, like, music. I mean... Our sound, we go through phases where we like different styles
of music. I'm talking
about
for you.
For me personally, I mean, I can only continue to write like music, I guess. I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean?
Like just as far as just you as an artist.
Wait, what? Ask the question
like,
again.
Okay, well, let me go back to the beginning. I feel like a lot of the artists in Houston, just as far as the rappers go,
okay,
that you are one of the better ones. Like, your delivery is well. Like, you sound good over a track. You deliver well in person. You perform well. But I feel like you could do better.
I agree. I could do better. I'm not out there as much as I should be. You know, like, I'm not. When it comes to, like, being on the music scene, I'm not out as much as a lot of the rappers are, I guess.
I mean, by no means, a lot of them are just taking up space. So
even some of my writing, I think I'm too confident in my writing to where I don't put enough time into it. A lot of times I come in the studio and I'll write my verse. And
it's just it.
Usually a lot of times you hear me first on the song because I don't put as much effort into my writing as I should. I'll come in, write my verse, record it, and that's why I'm usually first on the song is because I'm quick to write it. I should take out more time when it comes to writing, but I'm so in the moment with it, and I think that's what like keeps me from being as good as I could be.
Okay.
I've said it to multiple people and on multiple occasions. I think Trey's my favorite rapper, like just
like,
in general.
I honestly
like not in Houston.
I
I'm talking period.
Your rapping, like as far as a lot of people, I'm not a big fan of rappers from Houston. It's very few that I'm actually, like, a fan of who I know their music. I will listen to them rap. I'll be like, nah, he rap better than you. You're a very good rapper. I feel like you just... I feel like sometimes I feel like you don't apply yourself. Like, I don't know if you... You might know how good you are, but I don't know if you want it.
Damn. I mean, I want it. It's
do
just,
you?
I do. It's just...
Are you sure you want it later, not right now?
No, I mean, I love it right now. It's just, like... One of those things where it's hard, and
what's
I've been
hard?
Like, we've been doing music for a long time. And
how old are you?
I'm 20.
You know how much longer of life you got, God willing?
I know.
What's a long time?
Okay, listen, Peaches, but there's it's just one of those things where there's a lot in life, you know, and I want it, but it's hard to like want it and not have it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Because
you have to work for it.
I know this.
It can be discouraging.
I feel like you're personally attacking me
personally
in the interview right now.
I'm not personally attacking you, but this is one of those things where I'm a firm believer when there's space and time and it presents itself, you say what you have to say to somebody. Okay. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, I should have said this to you, whether it was on this or not somewhere else, and not have said it to you. Okay. You might not like it right now, but you'll appreciate it for it. You appreciate me for it later. Like, I'm sorry, but you will.
Okay.
But if you feel attacked,
I don't feel
fine.
I appreciate you, Peaches. I appreciate you.
Like, you
me
feeling
that.
Attacked means that I did my part of what I felt like I needed to do, so I don't care about you feeling attacked.
Okay.
Kind of.
No fucking fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings.
Because it comes from it's coming from a good place. Like, I don't mean it. I don't mean it.
No,
you know what
I feel
I'm saying?
You. I understand.
I don't mean it in a bad way, but I mean, I do feel that way.
I feel like
you should
cares.
Know.
She cares.
Because I do care. Because you better than what you're doing.
So transitioning off Trey. And back.
20 Summers.
20-Summers.com, too.
Who's next?
I mean, yeah. And we're working on videos right now.
You want to give me a hug? Come here. Come.
Hug it out.
Come.
Hug it out. Hug it out.
Who's next, Peaches? Who's next?
Do you want to be next? Or
no, we don't need to have any more call outs. One per show's good. One per show's good.
No, but no, because I do genuinely enjoy y'all as a band. I feel like this is another thing. I've gotten to a point in Peach's life where I'm just tired of being super nice about shit.
Apparently.
But and again, I don't mean it in a bad way, but what's the point of having a conversation? Kanye did all this. Kanye did everything. Kanye, this is your fault.
Lord,
but no, Jesus. I mean,
I blame you, Kanye.
I feel like, what's the point of having an interview and having a conversation if you can't say what you want to say?
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? What's the point of sitting up here making something that somebody wants to hear and it's just all sugarcoated? Everybody is always like, you didn't say what you could have said. The interview could have been so much better. So what's the status quo for a good interview?
That's a good point. I do think that sometimes, you know, especially like in, like even Trey said, like, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. And
I mean, but whose toes is it? My toes get stepped on. I'm sure your toes get stepped on. Your toes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Your toes and your toes.
Because even going, like, this usually is this Kanye West interview fault. But watching that interview... It really is, because Zane Lowe, to me, had no control over that interview.
No, you could tell he didn't know what to say.
Like,
because
like even in the beginning of this one, I had no control over the interview. I let y'all do whatever y'all want to do, which is cool, because this is how this works. But at the end of the day, Zane Lowe couldn't participate in the conversation that Kanye was having with himself on the camera.
You studied that shit.
Did you notice that Kanye like barely looked at him, though?
He did. He was looking at the cameras. Else. So for that to be such an epic ass interview. He was just there.
Even when they did the Jimmy Kimmel like skit on it, when they showed the like black kid and the white kid
drinking
his milkshake, and I think it's funny because everyone thought that was like that skit was personally attacking Kanye, but it was also attacking like
the Zane Lowe guy.
It was attacking him also because it showed that he had
right.
No interviewing
and it's like
skill.
It's one of those things where people put certain people up on a pedestal, like you are being musicians. That's his job.
Yeah.
Mine is to interview you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you get offended by what I say, if you don't agree, that's life. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm interviewing you to expose different parts of you to other people. Or to say maybe what somebody else wanted to say to you.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You got the nude photos?
Hmm?
Nothing.
2011. Exposed.
That should be the name of our next album.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got our balls on the cover.
I probably would, like, I would flip shit if ever something like that happened. I would be like, oh, my God.
Let me ask you this.
I'd be so nervous.
Let me ask you a question.
Like, I would be hard.
Let
hurt.
Me ask you a real life question.
What?
But take me out of the equation.
Okay.
Because we're like family. So, these four. If you knew that a picture of one of these four's genitals leaked online, would you click the link? Would you
no,
click the link?
I know all of you, and I feel pretty much the same about all of you. They all go into the category
who's,
that you go
whose link
all
would you be
dolls.
More inclined to click?
Avery pointed at Tyler.
We know what Avery's thinking.
Tyler.
Avery's personal
Avery's
opinion.
Like, I've been waiting
question.
On Tyler's PD for a minute. I've been waiting to see that.
That's hilarious.
Is that your reaction? I'm sorry.
It's not. I don't. You know what? I probably wouldn't click the link. To be honest with you, a lot of these media stories, I don't click the links. I'll read the story.
You won't look at the picture?
I clicked the Chris Brown link one time. Mm. I clicked the Big Sean link because I was watching Twitter.
Boy, how big is your...
Large. I clicked...
Should it be Large Sean?
I clicked Rihanna's.
Rihanna?
I picked...
Well, yeah.
Did y'all see the Poet Up video?
I did see the Poet Up video.
I did. I
need to go see it.
I'm gonna say
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was okay.
I enjoyed her dancing. I did not know she had that in her.
That twerk skill?
Her twerking.
I fuck with Rihanna.
She had good twerk skill.
You think so?
I thought it was pretty good. Heavy.
Did y'all see the Poet Up video?
No, I did not.
I'm going to go watch it
right now.
I
heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay, I liked the video. It was a very nice video. It's exactly what I expected it to be.
I expected more.
Why?
I don't know.
You thought it was going to be directed better?
Yeah. I feel like it was
it's
like a
ratchet.
Little, it was a little ratchet
show. All stripper videos look the same,
yeah,
though. You go
that's
back and
saying.
Watch like Jeremiah Wayne drops video,
not,
they always have that foggy ass.
She's worth $90 million. All right, she's worth
but
90
she's still
million.
Still ratchet. Like, what do you want her to do?
I want her to do a good ratchet video.
I mean, if I had did a twerk, it'd have been so elegant. But it's neither
here nor there. Kind of like the. I don't know if y'all seen the Iggy Azalea work video.
Yeah,
I like
see,
Iggy.
See, that was
though.
A classy twerk.
It was artsy
video.
Too.
But that's because Iggy is like Iggy has a classier look than Rihanna does. Like Rihanna cleans up well, but she don't clean up well.
Well, Rihanna made herself not clean up well.
I mean, but.
Like Miley.
See, I have a whole different... You don't even want me to go there. I'm over her whole existence at this point.
Well, no, Avery...
Miley's just trying to...
Did anyone see the documentary on MTV about her?
See, I respected her a little more after
yeah,
the documentary.
See, I didn't see it,
but
I feel like
she's
going to get out of that.
What happened in the documentary? Because I'm probably not going to watch it. That's just really how against it
I mean,
I
she was basically saying she's not as stupid as we think she is.
I don't think that she's as stupid as she thinks she is, but this is my problem. And this might be a thing. As a black woman, with her doing what she's doing.
It's insulting.
It's not even insulting. It's the simple fact of, it's exploiting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same shit that she's doing, that she's getting praised for, is the same stereotypical shit that when we do it, we hood rats, we hoes, we XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. I just don't come over here trying to embrace this culture so full-fledged and so wholeheartedly. When 2 years ago, when Jesse J wrote Party in the USA for you, you said you didn't even know who Jay-Z was.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So don't.
Or she never heard a song.
Or she never heard a song by him. So if
that's
you fucking
now
wife,
she's all
Mike
in
Will
his
made
songs.
It cool.
Mm-hmm.
But don't
like
try to come over here into this. Like, don't come over here into like you embracing this culture. Now, don't get me wrong. I was all for Miley when she cut her hair and she glammed up her look. She was bad. I was for that.
I'm with that.
This new ratchet, you on the VMAs twerking, but they want to take Rihanna video down off of regular YouTube and only have it on Vivo because it's too exposing. Are you kidding me?
After that documentary, I wonder if it's Miley that's like bad or does she just have a really bad like team of image consultants?
I think it's Miley.
No, I think that
I think
that's
she
something
wants to do
she
happens.
Wants to be in charge of
she's,
a lot of that.
She's in that age. Like, I think that once you've had so much money for so long, you go through a real life identity crisis of trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And it's different when it's on a large scale level.
That's
like
true.
You're still trying to find. Like maybe you're trying to reinvent yourself. Maybe you're trying to come up with something else, and that's because
Rihanna did the same thing.
It's completely understandable.
Miley got banked too.
Yeah, like and don't get me wrong, and not because I feel like a part of me is like, you know, you shouldn't hate on it. Whoop de whoop de whoop. And I don't think it's that. I just feel like I just don't agree at all.
Like I said, I think she hit it too hard. I think she just came like. Running towards it like, hey,
I almost like she making
I'm not,
fun
I'm
of
not
it.
Disney
like,
Channel.
See,
I'm not Disney anymore.
I feel like it's satire.
You know?
I feel like it's like that's how I really. I'm starting to feel at this point. Like, I feel like she's like, bitch, you don't even wear J's.
Yeah, the 20.
Yeah, the
she could have left 23 alone.
Yeah,
like I think that was an unnecessary move
like,
in her career.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody said this song hit. No,
like
Wiz and Juicy J on that song, and Mike Will made it. It was going to be a hit regardless of what broad they put on that song.
Yeah, whoever
it just happened to have been her. So then you cross over into a white market. Cool.
Hey, I'm down to trade Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber from the white team. Can we have Robin Thicke back?
And see, Justin, I don't know what Justin Bieber just young and going through some other shit. He need to get from up around them little YMCB boys.
Have you seen like he has like a full like a full like sleeve now? But
really?
It's terrible. They're
terrible
tattoos.
Kid stars,
oh
they go through that.
Well, yeah, think about and child stars. They grow up.
But then, you know, they get upset. They get upset at people like if you watch the way that the media like is, when you think of like Jaden and Willow, they get upset from how they are. But they're so much better off in life right now.
Oh, yeah. Completely unrelated note. Did anyone see the sweater that Drake wore at the iHeart Music Festival?
No.
It had Jaden Smith's face on it, actually. You know the VMAs after Drake performed? Like, Jaden was like, they flashed to Jaden in the crowd, and Jaden was praying to Drake. He was like, oh, my God. Like, that was a great. He was almost crying. Drake took that snapshot and put it on his sweatshirt.
That's kind of play it, though.
No, it was the dopest thing I've ever seen. I just had to throw that out there. No,
that's I ain't even mad at that.
Oh, what about the Drake and Kendrick beef?
Okay. I'm over it.
I'm not. I like it.
I'm over it being pinpointed towards them because I don't think that the reaction that everybody want out of Drake is what they're going to get.
No, Drake's not going to react.
Worthwhile. He's not.
He's not going to do anything back. Diss me and you'll never hear a reply for it.
Successful. Yeah, so find somebody else.
No, I just thought it was cool because, I mean, he made a good point about that Control record. I don't know if any of y'all saw the interview, but it's like Elliot Wilson asked Drake, like, how'd you feel about the Control record? And Drake was like, it was cool for the internet to talk about for a week.
Yeah, and but then he was saying it's not it wasn't as big as people made it.
I don't think it was either.
He said, oh, the verse was tight. How'd it start? No one knows how it starts. I don't know how it starts. That was a good point. He was like, how's it start?
But, and again, that just, that people blow things out of proportion. I think that's one of those things where, like, even when they dropped that clip from the Cypher.
Yeah.
I watched it four times before I figured out he was really talking about Drake, and somebody still had to be like, no, it was right here.
I knew he was talking about Drake because he said nothing was the same since Control dropped.
Y'all
gonna
be for One Direction? Y'all should be for One Direction.
We can be for One Direction.
Yo.
I got some beef with Harry Styles. That's the only one I know, so.
Yeah,
I don't know any other. What other boy bands are still together?
NSYNC just did a real.
Y'all can't beef with
NSYNC.
We
have beef with them.
I have beef with Timberlake. I can have beef with Timberlake.
That's cool, but who they gonna beef with?
Timbaland.
Okay. No, Kendrick said, yeah, nothing's been the same since they dropped Control and tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. Ha ha, joke's on you. High five on Bulletproof.
The high five that he did in there looks
on beat.
So staged, though. Like,
oh, yeah, duh.
It just didn't flow naturally.
He said, you're ish, a never penetrate. Pin the tail on the donkey, boy. You been a fake. Swag. How you feel about it, Trey?
I don't know.
Like, the funny thing is, like, I love Kendrick's music. Like, yeah. I love it. But sometimes I listen to Kendrick's music, and Kendrick's not always saying a lot. Like, sometimes Kendrick's not saying shit. He just has a really cool voice. Because I'll go back and listen to his verses over and over and over again, and I'll be like, nope, he's not saying shit. So, he's not saying shit.
So, who do you listen to more? You listen to more, like, Kendrick, or you listen to more Drake?
Drake. I say Drake.
In my car, I listen to more Kendrick.
I listen to more Drake.
Because Kendrick has that driving down the street type of sound. Like, he has that, like, California cruising music.
No, yeah, he does. Yeah.
But I listen to Drake's lyrics more. I can listen to Kendrick and I won't know shit. I'll just be jamming to it. But I can listen to Drake and like sing along to it because I know the lyrics because he's rapping. He's saying something.
As a DJ, Motai, who do you think the crowd rocks with more, Kendrick or Drake?
I think the crowd rocks with Kendrick.
Yeah, I would say Kendrick.
His concerts are epic.
Certain songs, like that one.
Yeah, that was dope.
It'd be certain songs too. It's not just all of Kendrick's or all of Drake's songs, certain songs. You know what I'm saying?
So who do you think more? Like what? Like more songs of Drake or more songs of Kendrick? Kendrick.
Well, see, Drake has just more records. He's three
think,
albums.
I think yeah. Kendrick's more of a fad, but I think he's a good fad for right now.
You don't think like he'll be around?
No,
like,
I don't think he'll be relevant in 20 years. But I think Drake has that ability to still be relevant years from now.
That staying
because power. I mean, even in interview and in marketing, Drake just markets himself a lot better than Kendrick does. He's personable, like, and he's good with people. He's not ignorant when he speaks. Like he has a lot of good qualities that you like more than him just a rapper. Like his personality and in general, like his interview that he did, his most recent interview. He sounds like knowledge when he speaks.
He knows what he's talking about.
He articulates. I ain't gonna lie, that's attractive. Like somebody being able to say all the syllables and like I'm sorry.
He says words.
He says his words. He pauses. is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he performs a sentence. He has other things to talk about. I don't know what's wrong with it. Do y'all talk to girls like that?
Do I use proper grammar?
I mean, we know you try to.
Yeah, and I mean, and like what she's saying, people don't understand it, but like the whole, like,
it's a whole package.
Like the like certain things, like the Miley Cyrus thing and everything like that. Not to call it ignorant, but that what's going on right now in the music culture, that's a fad. Like, we don't know if that, like, if being hood will be the cool thing in 10 years.
Hopefully not.
But I do kind of feel like I don't like where that, where music is going from there, but I like how it's gonna continue on, and after this phase, something different is gonna come in.
I don't know, I think lyricism's coming back.
I feel like it's coming back. Go in a good direction after, like, once this phase is done. I feel like this is gonna
like
be
the trap, is that what you're saying?
I mean,
I like some.
Now, it's just the ignorance.
Getting much better,
it's just the ignorance is gonna just like fade away. Everyone's gonna want to start meaning what they say, and like just from hearing like the Kanye.
It's a lot of underground artists that messed around and got major deals that don't deserve them.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
And, I agree with that.
And I think
James
that
in 4 weeks, but I'm an album platinum and shit.
Okay, look, so, I'm a really like Trinidad. I love you and everything, but what was you doing to that pound cake?
Yeah, that was...
Like, I really want to know, because I'm not pleased at all.
Those are some struggle bars. As what? Brandon Caldwell put it,
he did beyond struggle. Like, struggle is a compliment.
What song are you talking about?
Trinidad James did a pound cake freestyle.
Oh, God.
Have y'all heard his song with, what's his name, August...
Asina?
Have y'all... His verse on that was horrible, too. Like, I was just like, why would you even feature? He must,
like,
be a cheap feature.
Like you said, it's just a fad. Like, some people are just a fad.
I mean, but some artists. That's one of those things where when you see an artist like, you know, like that's Drake, that's well-spoken, or somebody that can articulate in an interview, and then you get somebody like Chief Keef up there, I just think, like, as a reflection of just, like, culturally, because I feel like for blacks, our music is the closest thing that we have to a culture, like, period. And typically how we are is a direct reflection of the culture. Chief Keef's shit is cool, but he can't read.
Can he really not read?
I don't know.
Someone
but in my
killed
mind,
their
can.
Mother because of Chief Keef.
As far as I'm concerned, he can't read.
Like, someone died because of Chief Keef, right?
Hey, I feel Chief Keef.
Someone killed
though.
His
it's
mom.
It's funny. I go
mom.
On some of,
like, don't get me wrong. Anybody that knows me know I love Gucci Mane's music.
I love,
but I also
Gucci.
Be like Gucci smart as hell. Gucci owns his own publishing. Like, Gucci makes his money.
See, but at the same time, like, I go on Twitter stalk sometimes, and I'll just read like a few days of a celebrity's Twitter. Just to see how their thought process. And Gucci has an ignorant Twitter page. Like, his forming of sentences
doesn't even make sense.
And his words.
I mean,
no disrespect,
Gucci. No one said that
middle.
He was articulate.
He'll put periods randomly in the middle of the sentence.
He'll put it in the middle of a word.
My Keyboard messed up and it does it.
He'll put him in the middle of a word.
Maybe he can get
it. I'll be like, Gucci, what?
You got that money.
What are you trying to say?
Why did
here?
You do that?
Baby,
I can't even fully like take in what you're trying to tell me because you put a period in between the word word.
Is what
word? Put a W period O R D. Like, you know, he did stuff like that. Now, like that day that he like really spazzed out on Twitter. Like, some of them were funny because I just didn't know what
just
he was saying.
Extremely ignorant.
I was very disappointed that day in him.
Like, I mean, Gucci gets 140 characters and he does not know how to use them. Like,
Ave 11 has to leave the studio.
We're about to wrap this up, though.
Yeah, give us a couple minutes.
Wrapping up in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Actually, it'll take 5 minutes. Each of you get a minute. Give your information. Give your Twitters, your personal stuff that you have going on.
What you feel
on.
About 2011? Dallas first.
Oh, me first?
I mean, you can still give. His,
and you didn't even get, you even introduced him as his stage performer name.
I don't like calling you Corbin.
Why not?
So I'm not
just
doing
it. Just tell me why, though.
I feel like they're brother and sister.
Hold
when
on,
I talk.
Tell me why.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You don't like calling
because
me Corbin?
When
tell
I think
me
of
why.
Corbin, I think of the Disney Channel and
don't
like,
think of that. Don't
what do
think
you?
Of that.
I can think of whatever I want to think
okay,
of when
then,
I say
well,
Corbin.
You,
I don't like
you
it.
Call,
I'm not
you call
calling
me,
you Corbin.
You call me that. Don't call. Don't think of Corbin.
I'm just not gonna call you Corbin. Dallas.
I'm not
gonna be Dallas to me.
Cordon
Bleu.
When you introduce yourself, you can introduce yourself as whatever you please. But I'm gonna say Dallas to you.
You
cannot like it. I don't care.
How you doing over there, Avery?
Fine, you can go.
You guys throwing up the Hitler sign? Hi, Avery.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
How do you met that? I don't like your stage name.
I don't like peaches. I don't even like how they
peaches.
Taste.
What is? I don't know your real name, Peaches.
You're not about to find out right now.
What is? Does anyone in the room know Peaches' real name?
I know her real name.
I do not know Peaches' real name. What's it start with? Because I've heard it before.
C.
Wait, hold on.
I've heard it before.
Put the mic up to your mouth, dog.
Well, no, this wasn't a moment for me to talk to the audience. I'm trying to think right now.
Thinking out loud.
All right, give your stuff
down.
Come
on, little baby Disney Channel.
Look, you know what?
Baby D.
Baby D.
Baby D.
Candy.
Yeah, I'm giving you money.
Thank you. Please don't go change at me, though. Big bills only, 50s and 100s.
Hundreds.
I'm going to still throw this dime. But,
All right. Give your Twitter and Instagram and stuff, man.
Instagram is Corbin Dallas 2011 2011.
You can be dumbass Corbin.
You can be nasty ass Peaches.
You don't even believe yourself when you say it. It's just the comeback.
If you just want to be rotten peaches, just go ahead.
I've gotten called that before, but that's fine.
Anyways.
Y'all I grow
too
on
much
trees.
For me right now.
Don't you grow on trees.
I need to take y'all's personal relationship outside of the
interview.
You jealous? Peaches not love you.
You didn't want to sit next to me.
He's leaning far as hell.
Go ahead.
I mean, he is.
I feel like it's too hostile.
Go ahead,
Trey.
My Twitter is Trey Yancey, my normal name, 2011. Instagram, Trey Yancey.
T-R-E.
That's T-R-E, but because my last name's Yancey, you might as well add the Y-A-N-C-Y.
Yeah.
No E in Yancey. that's a
there.
Common misconception. Everyone believes that it's
I always
E
spelled
Yancey.
Your name wrong for a long time.
That's great.
About it.
You got anything coming up you want to plug?
We have a show this Sunday.
Well, this airs on Monday.
We had a show yesterday.
We still have a show this Sunday.
13th.
The 13th.
We have another show. For all you who missed our show yesterday, that was at the Red Cat Jazz Cafe. You can come see us this Sunday at the Jazz Festival.
In Galveston.
Since we're booking all these jazz shows.
We're also jazz musicians.
Jazzy.
We're the combination of Jazzy Faye.
What's up? Oh, hey, what's up?
You're supposed to be signing off
Good evening.
Off.
Welcome to the table. Your Instagram, your
my
Twitter.
Instagram is DJ Motai. DJ M-O-T-A-I.
Why you act like you don't know what to do? You were here every week with the interview. You know what to do. What is wrong with you?
So that's
Avery,
Instagram
no, you
and Twitter.
Hush. You go come back
you
to
can,
you.
I mean, you'll find that on Facebook and Google and stuff as well and LinkedIn and all that good
he
stuff.
He said Google me.
Google me, ho.
I have a show... Let's see. I'll be in Katy next Friday, and then the other Friday after that. I guess you plugged everything 2011 has, right?
Maybe.
Oh,
no,
and
24th of October, we'll open up for the legendary group The Far Side at Fitzgerald's.
Tight.
And the 26th, I actually have a DJ show, I guess you'd call it. It's called the Houston Sunset. At
a DJ show. DJ. Oh no, it's a DJ show.
Houston Sunset at Avani Lounge. It's like a day party type of thing, 2 to 9.
Word.
I like day parties. Come on, day
Tyler, night, stay booked.
Booked.
Y'all didn't know.
Hashtag booked. Ave.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at AV11. On Instagram at Davis Avery. SoundCloud as well, please. The link is
Ave11.
It's in
SoundCloud.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you make it? You
so my SoundCloud
I just searched
is
it yesterday.
My SoundCloud is AVE11.
I think you should change your Instagram name.
Yeah,
to
I think
the
so
AV11.
Too. Yeah, I think so too. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should do it now.
Yeah, go to 20-summers.com. Download
like
our new project.
What did he say? Was it Davis Avery? I like that.
You should actually get that legally changed.
That should be his name?
That's a cool Davis Avery.
And then while
Avery.
You're at it, convince this one to drop that damn Corbin.
Not making any promises.
I'm going to call you Pears.
Sweetie, my friends call me Any Fruit. That's fine.
I'm going to call you Pears.
You're not new.
I'll talk about it on the intro. I'm not going to plug my stuff.
You can cut
Clarita.
Do I look like a Clarita? Like,
that's
that
not
is,
even a real name.
It
you're close.
I know somebody
but
named
it's not
Clarita.
I have a friend named Clarita.
No,
oh,
that's
really?
Not my name.
I thought that was Clarita. I'm friends
What's
with
your last name?
Mont. She's French. I don't know. Montanette. I don't know.
Monet.
All right. Well, Peaches,
wrap it up.
That's
not my name.
Clarita. I'm going to call you Clarita.
I'm not answering that.
I'm not going to answer you when Scott, you don't call me Clarita.
But see, you want to be called Cormac. I don't want to be called Clarita.
That's fine. I'm just going to call you Clarita.
Sorry. All right, everybody.
I'm not mad at all.
This has been another episode of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand with 2011. I'm going to let Peaches and Corbin fight it out after the show's over. Tune in next week.
Peace. So what happened was...
You are so ratchet.
3 emotions, emotions in a poet. Rock and roll is in my soul and rap is the component. To outreach and outspeak and reach up to a mountain. Speak to know for sure the word of mouth. My name is what you always speak. I ain't never geeking, homie. I'm just trying to be that dude to come through town and shut it down. You be up on your local news. Never blue singing, but always hell raising. Or party rocking, hip hop, or living in no genre nation. To these other artists, I never find relations. But I hear these accusations that are blatant fabrications.
Like that one dude trying to sound like Three Stacks.
And that white dude, he just trying to be black.
None of that is fact, and all of that is fiction. So search our name to load the track, and then you take a listen. Then you start to figure we the gift to keep on giving. To be the best, you gotta beat everyone that's living.
See, when Whitney died, they said that all the legends dead and gone. But minds changed as soon as they heard a 2011 song. I'm trying to live a life with no one else needed. Track hungry, then I feed it. A virgin record, I seed it. Shake it up, let it explode. Something along the lines of my career about to go. It's 2011, back with more unless the crowd didn't know. Career started on the ground, but now I'm looking at the flow and whoa, I kill bees like I heal skill feet. It's a dream to be in the prisons every time that I speak. Waiting for a leak for about a week like they were new damn shoes. And I'm just doing Mission Impossible like Tom Damn Cruise. I leave the whole track bruised and there might be my muse. Pulling verses out these tracks that they were caught to a fuse. I'm taking rappers out they spots like soul trucks. Hottest things in solo cups in case you didn't know what's up.
Take time to realize when all this means and find the way to help you make it through. You gotta let it flow.
Roach. Long nights trying to keep up with my thoughts. Cheap and reefer just to keep the reaper off my porch. Yeah, I'm thinking about a Porsche. Got my mind on the money working, got me stuck behind. But the time ticking, burning off the clock. I'm learning on the spot, simultaneously not trying to be targets of a journalistic plot. Dreams by the plenty have been murdered at the dock. Where the man is taught to fish and I'm earning what I got. Motherfucker, get it, you got it, I'm good with it. I'm telling you is about it, they talk but they bullshit. And roots really be skull splitting, I'm spitting out, I ain't seen it. And it's a win it if you ain't with it, get to believe. Because this is how it goes. Wake up in the morning, brain is stimulated. Better make it for the yawning. Otherwise, you were just another guy who could have done it but never did it. And now you haven't sent to the mind.
Everybody in the game, ladies trying to ball. I'm in my shooter shirt, game face, waiting on my name. Pace for my time like coach, you gotta call it blend. Needing room to rest, shit, they got a style. Haters can't beat my score, man, they got a foul. Serve them all, this is rap school on Adderall. Swallow emotions, blowing off thinking. That's why I'm smoking. And while I'm drinking, days been weakin', I can't wait for the weekend. How to balance my lows, I've hardly breakin' even. Like a beach, I stay strapped, case I see another day. Fucked up like sex on the ceiling. Born with a bad hand, shuffle I'm dealing. Give a no split, set banana, then I'm peeling off. Yeah. Oh, what a feeling to be closer to a million.
Attention deficit, no reference to Wale. Late years composed of hard days. High definite, repping it with my delegates. They speak for me cause you can't speak with the president. What I'm up against now is having my spine to the sky. If I get shot down, my soul flies. I never love again cause I never trust a bitch. Murder's all she wrote and that was on the first attempt. Ever since, been tense, focused to find me. Sorry if it's bogus, I'm older son, don't mind me. Say it's a one in a million chance that they sign me. So I'ma be the one and leave them zeros behind me. And up next is where you find me. If not, you see the veins of the most vein on IVs. I know you sleep, but I couldn't be mad at y'all. To keep focused, I notice you need some Adderall.
Well, I rap.
Love. K.
Can you feel it? I disappear for a minute. My instinct is to get it. I'm living on the terms of life as I sit in. I'm back with a vengeance. My back to the Senate. If I ever go back on my word, then you could sentence me death. See a man without honor, get no respect. Been starving for 24 years, homie. You know what's next. Born arrows on your set, chopping your solar plexus. It get complex, but I'm laughing at everything you respect. If December 21st, the day we losing the earth, then my lyrics be a scripture. The future could feel a hurt of a New Orleans kid that made it out of the gutter. But now I'm out of Houston eating the Last Supper. 2013 is the year that I rise. Look in my eyes and understand the reason I ride. I know how to survive. Been running since the beginning. This thirst is overwhelming. I'm praying to be replenished. I'm gone.
I got this. I'm ashamed to say what it costed. Having withdrawals due to lack of deposits. I'm nauseous. I guess it is a part of the process. Too cautious to place any faith in my conscience. I promise. Even when it hurts, I'll be honest. What can a man with no losses accomplish? Exhausted my options and picked out my coffin. My life's on the very same line that I'm walking. Cash rules everything around me, gets toxic. I want this, I'm tossing the box I was boxing. It's progress, only gets built from the bottom. Now watch this, a master only learns from a novice. I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm opening my eyes. Almost had to die for you to notice I'm alive. Which is fine, cause when everything is all said and done, they gon' bury me in the same spot that's begun.
Goddamn, he the dodest.
Being uplifted by the clapping. See the sun was made to fade away the tears. Suffer by those who couldn't make it. Over the years we trying to break the curse and reimburse those who still live in the fear. See my artistry is a part of me, and it's hard to see where I worked hard to be. But those who see my pain and understand this game realize this is more than just fame. We trying to make it, no way we've made it. You say you got it, well now it's taken. You ever felt this is called passion? You ever heard this real rapping mixed with some rock and a little soul? And some people in my shows packed to the dough. Hands in the air, feet on the floor, trying to lead the stage, but they wanted more. Oh, you didn't know we doing impossible. I just took a mic and changed my life. Now everything I write is reaching new heights. So we're flying high, high as a kite. In the news, dropping number twos on your face. How that say? So we creeped up. Oh, no way. Got what we want, got what we need. Got in the car, increase the speed. 1, 2, 3. Now you know we don't play G-A-M-E's. Get in the room, camera start the zone. Flowing like a flume. Turn the volume up so loud. Water wall sound, bring the roof down. Then insert the crowd, twist it like a dread. Bust a couple legs, make a little bread. Then go to bed. What y'all is? How y'all lame? What almost fame. Who am I? What's my name? First name Brad, last name James. Living like kings, doing big things. Verse start to end, Dallas start to sing. Birds flying high, look at the sky. Living life side till I die.
the bar, now I'm your fangirl. No more drinks for me, this my one chance, girl. The way you wear that dress, wanna be your man, girl. I'm just playing, girl, playing, girl, go.
To Egyptian cotton, so the silk will have you spoil your riding. Got our lips locking and our feet touching. Shaka Khan, I'm about to tell you something good. Have you been on California King, moving around his bed like it was a damn boxing ring? Doing crazy things, forget about our slumber. But after this, you go have a real sleep number. Who lordy, bed shaking, looking bad in that red dress like Satan. I mean, satin. Wait, is that the fabric? Come a little closer. I just wanna grab it. Oh, yeah, girl, that feels nice. But feel these sheets, yeah, I know they feel right. Now you're laughing, but not for too long. Open the door and see the bed you about to get on.
Go now to your house. Satin sofa curtain with them sheets about. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic.
I wanna know about your thread count. Me and you in the room and it go down. Yeah, I'll see you in that red skirt. Now take it off and baby, we can do work. No sheets, on top of a cover, girl, don't stop. Keep rock till 2 or 3 o'clock, like. Now what would you do for a Klondike? That thing tight, it's a good look. I can flip it like a page in a good book. The ball solid and the head right. Got your body shaking now, real water bed like. That sound nice, I'm a fan girl. Let's make a flick on the man girl, huh. I can't lie and you're so damn fine. I got a habit like a rabbit on soul of the sun.
Go now to your house. Satin sofa curtain with them sheets about. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic.
Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got something to teach. I learned it all, it ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Sick girls for the whole damn year, what you acting all scared for? I wanna know what them cheese getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so you think that we should talk more? Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well we playing for the Zay. Body looking like food, and they call me Trey. I can bring that freshman 15, no way, wait. Let me stop by, ask you how school been. Or better yet, how your roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor to try to get you in. My bed, 2 people, 4 legs, my hands, your head. Oh, you caught what I'm saying? Put your keys down, you know that you staying. Damn, girl, why you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, left a cot at Baylor. And I ain't go act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym with your major, so scream out.
Ooh,
and a little bit of,
ooh,
and a whole lot of, just a little bit.
Yeah.
because
you home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with the fattest ass. Summertime now when we got no class. All her pass and my brakes right fast like,
you home for the summer, baby. Used to got my number, baby. I just wanna baby, I ain't trying to cuff you, baby.
I know it's been a minute, I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting finer, resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, better, faster, stronger. No, yay, I can go all day. When it all falls down until we drop out. Round for round like a pound for pound. Like Pacquiao, pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right? You saw me on stage in the limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that the time right, could relive this again, do what we did, be kids again. Play that game where we both win. Spend a little bit until you leave again.
You home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got something to teach. I learned it all, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Oh, you say you back from college. Let's kick it, show me your new knowledge. Oh, you went out of state, so I know you gained just a little bit of mileage. But I still drive you, cause you been down since I was 5'2". Now you smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same old Lexus. Oh, now you wanna be an actress, movie star, not the kind on the mattress. Girl, your name should've been perfect. Look at what they made with practice. Now I'm all on the axis, copping sex fifth with a bad chick plus an ass thick. But let me ask, miss, don't you miss that bad shit? Me smacking your ass and I'm grabbing while we blue trees. And I pull weave in a 2C, make out in the movies and the jacuzzi. Then I buy you some Louis and Gucci, Master the P, have you screaming ooh-wee. Baby girl, work it, I need you on the team. Let's make a movie, all I need is one scene. Yeah, all I need is one scene. And when you gone, this is all I dream.
Zilla. You home for the summer, baby. And I'm so glad you came. I just wanna love you in my room. Oh. I see you walking down the hallway, walking to my room. I just wanna do some things to you.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.